I'm Mary Engish, and our gardening expert, Charlie Nardozzi, is here. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Mary.
Well, mid-December here, and folks are decorating with certain types of plants and things. You have some cool history about we also say this word differently every year. I say poinsettia, and you say...
Poinsettia.
It could be a colloquial thing.
It could very well be. And
yeah.
Ironically, the person whose the plant is named after is named Joel Poinsett.
Ah.
So there is no...
There is
I
no
ia. Call it what you will.
Call it what you
it
will.
It is the holiday plant.
It is. And you know all about some unusual types that maybe we might not be familiar with color-wise and looks-wise. Mm-hmm. So we'd love to learn more.
You're used to seeing just the red ones or the white ones out there. There's lots of different options. So first of all, poinsettias are a North American native plant. They're native to Mexico and Central America. In fact, if you go down to those areas this time of year, you'll see shrubs of these growing that
Ooh,
are turning
beautiful.
The red and white colors. They can grow 6 to 8 feet tall. And that's where Joel Poinsett was stationed as the ambassador to Mexico back in the 1800s. And he was an amateur botanist, and he brought the plants back to the United States. And the rest, as they say, is history. 70 million plants are produced and sold in the United States of poinsettias. It's the number one best-selling potted plant in the country. And there you see them everywhere. You get kind of tired of them and sick of them. And they turn their bright colors because of the time of year. As the days get shorter, the bracts are really what you're seeing. They're not flowers, but actually modified leaves. They will start turning colors. And so if you want to have some poinsettias in the house, but you want to be a little different this year, you know, don't want to get the same old red poinsettias, there's some good options. The color range has really expanded. You can get yellow ones.
Mm.
You can get orange ones. You can get pink ones. You can even get one called plum pudding that looks like a purple poinsettia. Say that fast 3 times.
Purple poinsettia.
You can get some that are marbled or freckled. You know, they have little specks of lighter colors on the bracts. Those are kind of cool. Really nice. You can get some that have curled leaves to them. Recurved leaves. Winter rose is one of those varieties. Those are kind of a different kind of look to them. You can get some that have double flowers that look really kind of bushy. Don't even look really so much like a poinsettia because it's a very bushy kind of color to it. And my favorites, the little minis.
Aww.
You probably have seen these in garden centers and nurseries. They're about 6 inches tall. They look like miniature versions of a full poinsettia plant. It's the cutest thing in the world. Come in red and white and a couple other colors. Great as little gifts you want to give to people. Great. You can even use them to decorate the holiday tree if you have one of those.
Oh,
wouldn't
right.
that be a kind of a cool
yeah.
idea? Or put them on and place settings on a table. So to get your poinsettias to look good, though, through the holidays and beyond, because they are nice house plants right into through the winter, is to make sure they're growing in a cool room. They like it cool better than hot. Also, when you water them, make sure you take off the foil and water them thoroughly so the water drains out. You can put the foil back on, but then let the plant kind of dry out a little bit between waterings. It's in the Euphorbia family. It likes to do that. If it starts wilting, definitely put some water on them. Usually people overwater them. The leaves and the bracts turn yellow and they all drop, and then you toss it.
Yep.
But if you take care of it, it'll give you color right for 2 to 3 months until the spring, and then you can toss it.
Awesome. Okay. Trishla in Beacon, New York wrote in with this question. They write, "Hi, Charlie. I have plucked this weed thrice this season, and it has come back every time. What is it, and how can I get rid of it permanently? Was hoping to plant garlic in these garden boxes, but I'm not sure I can now. It's also preventing the strawberries from spreading."
Yeah, so it was hard for me to exactly see what that low-growing weed was, but my guess is it's a spurge. There's a spotted spurge that I have in our gardens that it's low-growing, it's nice, it covers the soil, and it's actually kind of pretty that way, but it will interfere with things like strawberries trying to spread around. The thing about spurge is that it has a taproot, believe it or not. Even though it's a small plant with small little leaves, it's got a taproot. So even if you cut it off at the soil line, it'll regrow from that taproot. In the spring, what you want to do is go out there and you'll see the spurge will be growing before everything else. Try to dig it out as much as you can. Keep cutting it back even if it keeps coming up, because you don't want to let it flower, because it'll drop seed. And if you have seeds in there, that means you'll be dealing with it forever. And try to get your strawberries established enough that they might be able to shade out the spurge and take care of the situation on their own.
If you have questions, then send them to gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen back to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks as always, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.